Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise One Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Cruise Radio. Also, sign up for our monthly newsletter at cruiseradio.net.
You've got to check out premium content, giving you full access to our archives, all the unedited interviews that don't always make it to the free shows each week. Just go to cruiseradio.net. Mark Orwall from Travel and Leisure Magazine is with us to talk about travel scams. But first, Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guy is here. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Matt.
Let's kick off with this idiot on Holland America's Rhine Dam, the passenger who threw the anchor off the ship while they were moving, I guess.
Is that amazing? And what's really incredible is they got him on video surveillance.
Ah.
So he not only threw the anchor, but dropped the anchor, but he also threw a buoy over the side of the ship.
Oh, boy.
And what's interesting is the ship was actually in motion.
Uh-oh.
And, I mean, that could have, seriously, I mean, if they were not out at sea and they were, you know, close to something where the anchor could have grabbed, that could have been significant damage. And this guy, who's, you know, 44 from California, you know, is probably going to wind up in prison as a result of this nonsense.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the legal ramifications, and was he drunk?
He was drunk, and it's interesting, you know, a 44-year-old on Holland America. But I mean, he's in a lot of trouble. I mean, he endangered the lives of everybody on board the ship with this, you know, monstrous stupid act.
Was there a public stoning on one of the decks? Maybe all the passengers got together.
What they should have done is they should have tied him up and they should have thrown him off the back of the ship.
Got that right.
And dragged him back into port.
Speaking of anchors away, Philadelphia pulling the plug on cruises.
Yeah, that's sad, but. You know, everybody would like to get into the cruise business. They actually spent a lot of money, you know, with the development of the port facilities there. But the Delaware Port Authority, which oversees the port of Philadelphia, they're just down to, you know, two cruise ship visits in 2011. And, I mean, they're going to save themselves, I'm thinking it was around $20-something million dollars by... you know, saying goodbye, because, you know, not everybody is fit to be a cruise port. And, you know, keep in mind, I mean, they're very close to New York, so there really wasn't a whole lot of people that were driving to the Port of Philadelphia or flying into Philadelphia. So, you know, the cruise lines they redeploy their ships to more, you know, more prosperous harbors. And, you know, Philadelphia has just been in steady decline.
Well, this is actually great news. It leaves an opening for Brownsville, Texas.
I was hoping you'd say that, but no.
But
Brownsville
no.
has still, they have a zero chance of doing it. I mean, look, they couldn't even attract a casino cruise boat, let alone, you know, a major cruise line. Look, I certainly respect their good intentions. Yes, it would be certainly, you know, good for their economy, but no one's going to come there.
Yeah, they could all.
I mean, it doesn't even have a zero chance. It's like they, you know, it's like they've got about as much chance as Disney relocating Disney World.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we're not going to see that happening anytime soon. And, you know, look, they should try it. Let them see if they can get themselves a casino boat. And, you know, with the Spring Breakers there in Padre Island, again, there's still not enough people to justify. You know, having a ship out there.
Hey, we just got a casino boat here in Jacksonville again.
That's awesome. You know, it'll give you and Matt, you know, something to do on Saturday night so you're not hobnobbing down to Orlando.
How about this one? Cunard and Princess are tightening up on their cancellation policies.
I got to tell you, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, what's the big deal? Well, what the big deal is, if your payment is due on the 31st and they don't have it by 12:01 on the 1st, they will cancel your cruise. It's pretty dangerous considering, you know, if you book them with Alaska or Europe or the Caribbean and you booked your air separately, you're in a bit of, you know, you know, hard luck there. And it's really a dangerous policy, and it just really exudes really bad customer service. Now, you could sit there, you could blame the agent, you know, people go out of town, whatever. But, you know, for them, it's a really bad customer service move because, look, if the payment was due, okay, you know what, we'll give them a few extra days. they would have an agent that would call on the telephone, "Hey Doug, your so and so client, or you know, Doug, your cruise, your final payment was due a week ago. We need to go ahead and get that in." You know, you could be out of the country. You know, your credit card could have had a change of expiration date. Now they don't care. Mm. And instead of a courtesy call, saying, "Doug, your cruise is, your final payment is due. Oh, I'll take care of it right now." Instead, they're just going to cancel it, and it's your problem.
It's just
very, very bad customer service.
Well, does travel insurance take any part in this?
Well, it would protect. It should protect. You know, your airfare going forward, at least, you know, provide some kind of protection.
Uh-huh.
And it just comes down to, you know, there are, you know, lots of cruise lines that don't have such difficult or rigorous policies, and you know, especially around the holidays, you know, you could call it a Scrooge policy.
All right, thanks, man. Stuart will be back later in the show with your hot deals.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising
nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide. Cruise One.
It doesn't matter where you are, you can get scammed anywhere. And Mark Orwell, international editor of Travel and Leisure Magazine, has some of the world's worst travel scams.
Welcome to Cruise Radio, Mark.
Hey, so glad to be with you today, Matt.
Tell us exactly what your title is. I know you got a lot of big, important duties.
Even more important than my title is the magazine. I work for Travel and Leisure Magazine, the world's leading travel magazine, we like to say. I am the international editor. I write a column for the magazine. It's called Smart Traveler. I've been with the magazine now for 23 years. I love my job.
Mark, what are some of the scams we need to look for when traveling?
Some of them are so brazen, so simple in their evil, really. But they come up with new variations. One of the most obnoxious ones, and you know, maybe your listeners have heard of this one before, I call it the newspaper attack. It's been prominent in Rome primarily.
Yeah.
Basically what it is you're walking down a street in Rome, and all of a sudden you are surrounded by a group of maybe 8 or 10, usually gypsy children. They're holding pieces of cardboard. They're holding newspapers, and they sort of put them around your face, around your waist, just to distract you. And while they're doing this, and they're cute little kids, they're smiling, they're laughing. While they're doing this, they're dipping their hands into your pocket, into your purse, into your coat, grabbing the credit cards, passports, cash, anything they can get. It's that brazen. It's unbelievable. And if you're unaware of it, you could fall victim to this so easily.
And the common theme would be, you know, you keep your purse strapped around your shoulder and close to your body and zipped up and all those common sense things.
Oh, you know, I just got back from a trip to Russia. Actually, I was in Dubai and Germany and Russia. I took a train trip from Moscow to St. Petersburg, and I said to myself, I'm not messing around in this. I went out and I got something I haven't had in a long time, is a money belt, the kind that you wear around your neck, tucks underneath your shirt, and that's where I kept my passport, my credit cards, my cash. And I felt so secure. I'm really glad I did. I didn't have any problems, fortunately. But if I had, nobody would have been able to get to any of that stuff. You want to keep all of your valuables close to you, know where they are at all times.
It seems easier for men. Women have to have their purse. But I got to tell you, the older I get, I'm collecting more stuff with the iPhone, the money clip, the notepad and paper, whatever, blah. I need a purse. I need a man purse. I need a merce.
It's probably not a bad idea.
Actually, I own what I call a merce. It is a shoulder strap. It's like a messenger bag, only it's smaller and goes around your shoulder thing. But there, I highly recommend it. And it still retains your masculinity.
And I'm sure you look smashing in it.
Oh, yeah. Very hip, I'm sure. All right, let's move on to some of these here. I'm seeing the hot dog trick.
Well, this is one of the oldest tricks. It's a variation of one that has been going on for centuries, really. In this case, imagine that you're at an airport and you've got your luggage with you, got your carry-on, you got your if you're your purse, or if you're a woman, you got your purse. But anyway, you have all your belongings with you. You're standing there looking at your watch, waiting to go off to your gate. All of a sudden, somebody walks past you and squirt, oh my gosh, there's mustard all over your shirt, all over your blouse or your coat. The person is very apologetic. They're wiping it off. They're saying, so sorry, so sorry. They're pulling out napkins. It turns out they're just wiping it in worse and worse. You're sort of like, that's okay, man. Just stand back a little bit. Don't worry. It's okay. I can handle this. While all of this is going on, unbeknownst to you, this person's accomplice is actually walking off with your carry-on bags, because in fact, that was not a hot dog. That was a tube of mustard hidden in a hot dog bun. They saw you as a potential victim, walked by and squirted it on you on purpose to cause this diversion to allow the other bad guy to walk off with
your goods. It's like a plastic hot dog filled with mustard.
Exactly.
Look
what
at
it
disguised.
Is.
It's just that there's nothing but traditional magic tricks, the art of distraction.
You know what? The art of distraction, you've nailed it. You've nailed it so well. In fact, I want to mention another one, because the distraction angle, Matt, that you just mentioned is so important for travelers to be aware of. There's another guy I know, Rick Steves, a great guy. He hosts the TV show PBS Travels Through Europe, one of the great travel experts. He told me about this one. He calls it the tumbling woman. He's noticed this in London, but it could happen anywhere. Let's say that you're at the bottom of these huge long escalators in the London Underground, like six stories, you know, down below ground, very, very steep elevators. You get down to the bottom, you're on the platform, all of a sudden it looks like there's a woman who is falling down the escalator. Oh my gosh, there's a woman falling. You're looking, you're watching, you go, oh no, this is so awful. Well, you know what? It's crowded. Your attention is completely diverted for your belongings. That is the perfect time for your pocket to be picked. And it happens every day. It may not be in London. It could be in New York, for that matter. It could be in Berlin. It could be at an airport. But the thing is, as you pointed out rightly, Matt, your attention was distracted, and a bad guy got into your pocket while you weren't paying attention.
So many love to shop in the duty-free shops. One here you list is the Zigzag.
This just happened last year to a British couple, as I recall. They were at the airport in Bangkok, and they were in the duty-free shop, just browsing around, killing time between flights. The woman happened to pick up some product there. I forget if it was a bottle of wine or what have you. But anyway, she picked something up. She put it down some other place. They were walking around. Before you know it, a couple of cops came up to them, accused them of stealing one of the items from the duty-free shop. They arrested them, even though they didn't have any stolen goods on them, took them to jail. All of a sudden, a guy comes to you and visits you in jail and says, I'm an attorney, and for $1,000 or $2,000, I can fix this whole thing. You know, you're wiring your brother-in-law in Omaha and saying, hey, quick, send me $2,000 to get me out of this jail in Bangkok. It's a total scam. The cops are in on it. This lawyer is on it. They split the money between themselves.
Right.
It's an old trick. They call it the Zigzag. I don't even know what the derivation of it is. The fact is, if you are in a duty-free shop, or really any shop overseas, don't mess around. Don't pick things up, carry them around, set them down some other place. If you want to buy something, great. If you want to look at something, terrific. But be very, very careful and aware of the fact that if you're accused of a crime, you could end up in jail even though you're 100% innocent.
Reminds me of one of my favorite shows on the National Geographic Channel, Locked Up Abroad. And one thing I learned on that show is that the Philippines, apparently, is the top kidnapping and extortion spot in the world.
Beautiful country, wonderful, warm people. But it just goes to show you that it doesn't matter where you are. You always have to just be careful.
This scam sounds like a real bummer, because you think you're getting a nice little trinket, but it's the bracelet scheme.
You know, this is the one where someone, usually very charming, will walk up to you, and maybe they'll say, you look lost, do you need directions? Or, oh my goodness, are you from out of town? Would you like some suggestions on some sights to see here in town? You know, you're sort of, you know, impressed that somebody would come up and be so friendly and offer their advice. Well, before you know it, and this happens, Matt, in Rome and in Paris and some other cities, before you know it, this person who a moment ago was smiling and offering you advice has tied a woven bracelet, a friendship bracelet sort of thing, tied it in a knot around your wrist and says, that'll be $5. And you go, what are you talking about? I don't want this thing. Get this off me. Well, you can't get it off. It's tied on tight. And they start saying that you're ripping them off. You're stealing their bracelet. Hey, you cheapskate, pay me. Why aren't you giving me the money for the bracelet you just bought? And most people get so embarrassed. They see people staring at them. They're in the middle of a scene. They don't want to be a part of a scene. So a lot of times what will happen is that the victim of this will just, you know, pull out €5 and say, fine, here, take the money, and they'll storm off.
Mark, we got to have you back because I know there's plenty more scams to cover. For more, you can go to travelandleisure.com. He is Mark Orwal, the international editor, and you can find his article, Smart Traveler. Always excellent information. Mark, it's a real pleasure talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel. Or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
All right, Stuart, you're on. The Cruise Guy is back with your hot deals. What you got?
Did you guys have any requests this week of what kind of deals you were interested in?
Yes, Celebrity Cruise Lines.
Well, that's always a hot one. And Celebrity's new Celebrity Eclipse.
Yep.
Doing 7-night Eastern or Western from Miami. Has got some deals starting from just $5.99. The balconies are only about $100 more. And, of course, many of our favorite ships, the new Oasis class, we got now not one but two. With the Allure of the Seas making her debut, her first revenue cruise, December 1. Her 7-night cruises doing Eastern or Western Caribbean out of Fort Lauderdale are starting from just $819, which is a significant savings over the least expensive pricing on Oasis last year, which was around $200 more.
Wow.
But both ships, the pricing, there is starting pricing under $1,000, and you may actually find some balcony guarantees in there for that kind of money as well. And changing channels, NCL's new Norwegian Epic has actually got some very good deals. 7-night Eastern or Western Caribbean from Miami. You ready for this? The prices are starting from just $549. So, you know, it's a great ship, but I can tell you, I just had some friends that just came off it. They spent 2 weeks in a Courtyard villa, and he said that they had better food, service, and accommodations staying in the villas on Norwegian Epic than they've ever had on Region 7 Seas.
Wow.
So, I mean, that really says a lot that they've done a lot. He says it was just great coming downstairs to go to the shows and the casino and everything, but they really just, they couldn't stop pampering them up in the villa area. They just said it was just amazing. But, you know, starting pricing just to get on the ship, $549. Anyways, over the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about some New Year's cruises. And, you know, if you wanted to get a mini suite, it's amazing what kind of pricing you're going to get. It's almost around the $6,000 range for 7 nights on board, let's say on Oasis, on Allure. You're going to be spending some big money. But Seabourn Sojourn, which is the brand new ship from Seabourn, is only, 32,000 tons at 450 passengers. They've got a Christmas New Year's sailing on December 20th. Which is doing a 16-night Panama Canal Mexican Riviera cruise from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles. And the pricing for a suite is only $7,299. Again, 16 nights.
Wow.
Where on a 7-night cruise in the Caribbean, I mean, you're going to spend around $6,000. So this is probably one of the best deals you're going to find, maybe all year, considering it's a 6-star ship.
All right. Thank you, Stuart Sheeran, the Cruise Guy, found at cruiseguy.com. You are invited to the secret archives. All the unedited interviews, all the material that doesn't make it to the free show each week, we want to give you full access to it with premium content. Check it out. Free trial, then after that, it's only $2.99 a month. Premium content found only at cruiseradio.net. From the Cruise One Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford, and this is Cruise Radio.